Welcome to the first episode in our Neuralink series, which offers an introduction to neuroscience and its applications in learning, brain health, and people development. Neville Pritchard and Simon Lovegrove discuss the topic with Dr. Andre Vermeulen, the founder of Neuralink.
So I guess the question really is, you know, take any organization, take the experience that you've had, you guys, and talk about what are the kinds of organizational settings or problems or situations that are really perfect for Neuralink to make a difference to.
Thanks, Simon, for having me. It's always nice to talk about something that me and Nev are both very passionate about, and that's people development. And I guess that right there is just the key, that anyone who is involved in some way or the other in people development, this brain profile assessment that we have developed, which is cutting edge, is going to be very relevant as a point of departure in understanding their own design. At Neuralink, we always believe that you cannot improve what you cannot measure. We help people optimize performance. So we play in the corporate world, in the spaces of optimizing performance, of talent development, of talent selection, but even also of reducing risk for human error, and in the spaces of mental wellness. We make a big contribution specifically from a brain health perspective. But then in different places in the world, many of our partners also have different needs. Like for instance, happiness in the Middle East is a very big focus area. And the neuroscience work that we do becomes the framework they use to promote happiness in that part of the world. But the framework we use also is a very powerful framework as a point of departure to develop emotional intelligence, and specifically the dimension of accurate awareness in Russia, for instance. So, you know, in any organization, whether it is a sports organization or a business or a university or a college or a school, where people development is a focus area, people will be able to benefit from what we do. And why we say that is essentially any person will benefit because we need to have an understanding, one, of what does our design tell us about who we are, how we process information, how we are talented, and also how that influences our potential risk for human error. But two, we need to always take into consideration the factors that can either optimize our brain performance, or lack of those factors can negatively impact our performance. So I may be a smart person, having, for instance, high IQ, if so to speak. But when drivers like brain fitness and mindset and fatigue and sleeping patterns are not taken into consideration, that mental ability of mine is never going to come to its full right because of those drivers not being prevalent in that person's profile. Mm-hmm. So what is such a good idea normally about the work that we do is it complements other sciences. Neuroscience is an interdisciplinary science. So what it does is it takes the research from other sciences also into consideration. What I love about neuroscience also is our world is getting smaller, which means in one business, we have many different nationalities, cultures, religions, genders, and so forth. And we need to be accommodating of all those differences. And yeah, no better place to start than having a neuroscience approach, because a brain has no color, it has no gender, it has no religion. So neuroscience is an inclusive science. And yeah, therefore, in any people development initiative, a great point of departure in helping people to optimize performance.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Andre. Looking at the way, Simon, that we use it, our organization really focuses on reducing stress and energizing the workplace and driving performance through enabling people to be in flow. And for me, there are three distinctly different definitions we need to be clear on. One, whatever we are learning, we take into performance. And the responsibility for that always lies with the individual themselves. The need for providing learning opportunities for individuals is the responsibility of an organizational support team. And finally, the responsibility for supporting the application of learning, well, that's the responsibility of the individual and potentially their coach or their line manager or their peer group in enabling the best performance possible, as Andre referred to, optimal performance. And for me, the great thing is Neuralink and neuroscience itself identifies that in each case, it may be the responsibility of the individual, but every individual is wired differently. And that wiring and that appreciation of where you are today and the way you are wired can change. You can improve it. And that's the secret of the Neuralink tool for us, is that it is what I call a state-based profile.
Right.
It really reflects on how you are wired today, how you are wired at the moment. Where can you improve the way you are wired to improve your performance? And it offers coaches, individuals, and support teams a way of providing really focused, individualized learning program that they can take responsibility for and take into the performance theater. And that for me, is the way in which it provides a massive difference to any other profile that we use.
To just connect with what you're saying there, we know that the word learning agility in the world of development and talent development has become a very important word, that because of the fourth industrial revolution that's on our doorstep and the massive disruptive changes that will be there in the future, we need to have agile learners who can very quickly adapt and adjust from an old position to a new position, take that experience, apply what was good from the old position, but also unlearn old behavior that has become irrelevant. And the people who can do this fastest are the people who's going to be most competitive. And it is in exactly that space that we play, as you refer to now. And that is the uniqueness of this product and this specialist field there. The specialist field of the neuroscience of learning, is we can assist people with, from a neuroscience perspective, to improve their learning agility, which makes them highly competitive in today's business world.
Yeah. And more importantly, Andre, I think the Neuralink tool, with that enabling the agility in the way people are learning, actually what it really does is provides agile performance. It enables performance improvement to continue to meet the challenges as they become apparent.
Exactly, because if we look at the definition of learning agility, it says to be able to perform still at peak performance in new or sometimes even stressful situations. And this comes back to your language where you talk about being in flow the whole time. So being in flow and still being agile, that is what's going to make us very competitive people in the future.
So coming back to your original question, Simon, about where in organizations that the ideal or the perfect sort of scenarios, any incidents where change is taking place or change is required or transformation is required in order to continually compete, to continually perform in new arenas, in new roles, in new challenges. Every time that challenge needs to be met, it's a really good opportunity to utilize the Neuralink profile to provide you with a benchmark of where you are today.
Yeah.
And where each individual can really work to learn in the best way possible for them and to take responsibility for their own learning in ways that enable them to be in flow, not only in performance, but also in learning. So they're in flow when they learn, they're in flow when they perform.
Absolutely.
Tune in next week to hear episode 2 in the series, which focuses more closely on Neuralink in action.